Nora.
Nora,
you're amazing. Oh, oh, oh. You make my life feel brand new. Nora, you're amazing. Oh, oh, oh.
It up unto God. Oh, you can do better than this. Amen. That was so powerful.
Amen.
Amen.
Today we can see our bishop is not here with us. But I believe you can see he's smiling towards us. Yes, we have a very beautiful bishop. Yes, he's smiling towards us. But the point is, yes, handsome boy. Okay, yes, it's a handsome boy. Okay. But as the scripture says that the harvest is plentiful. But the laborers are few. Such a time like this, we have to distribute ourselves so that we can get to any part of the world. Amen.
Amen.
So, whilst we are here, we are praying that whatever he is doing, the Lord's hand to overshadow him so that he can perform to the maximum.
Say,
Amen.
Amen.
Today I'm sharing a message on Sabbath.
I
know in your mind you are thinking, Sabbath
day. If you
quite remember, last week when it was raining, the Lord dropped a message in my heart. And I told the church, Christians of late do not observe Sabbath. And I'm very sure we do not observe Sabbath because
Na mi jidi se eni home da efrise.
When Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes.
Abra Yesu ka Pharisee fo no ni atwerefo na enimu no.
We were thinking that Jesus was abolishing Sabbath.
Ni adwini se Yesu otwa home dem.
But that was not the case.
Na so so na nte sa.
Subsequently,
na the network to asone se
Apostle Paul also rebuked the Pharisees.
Paul says so to us when we can Pharisee for
and again admonish the Christians.
Now we say, "Jidi for no crying, sir."
That don't let anybody judge you because you are not observing Sabbath.
I'm more BBM. I'm more for every same one here. How many answer?
I believe because of these two places in the Scripture.
Me Jidi says, "I BBM. You know what you're saying."
The current charismatic move is very silent about Sabbath. But to be honest with you, I was part until last Sunday. Since last Sunday, I made a pronouncement about Sabbath. I have been receiving series of revelations about Sabbath. And today, I want to just open up a little bit for us to understand. I know we cannot finish all. Because the series of revelations I received, I think we can teach it for more than a year or even two. So I think this should be an introduction. But at least we will go a little bit deeper. Let's open to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. Matthew 17 verse 1, and after 6 days, somebody say after 6 days,
because
the scripture says that after 6 days Jesus took Peter, James and John and his brother and brought them up onto high mountain. Somebody say high mountain. Verse 2, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as a sun, and his raiment was white as a light. Verse 3, and behold, there appeared unto him Moses, Elias. Here Elias is Elijah. Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Because I go away selfish, ma. Because I go away selfish, ma. Also, I'm going to tell her. I shall for no more, you're saying. How many were they? The disciples. But Jesus took only 3. And Peter is saying, let us remain here. And leave the 9 over there. Tell somebody, don't be selfish in the kingdom of God. But let me go back again and start all over for us. Jesus said, according to the scripture, he said that after 6 days. Why after 6 days? Ask yourself. Why after 6 days? And I have seen a lot of places in scripture. Maybe we will show one or two. We
will add it to this one.
That normally after 6 days, tremendous things happen.
And no market sia kasi bebre ne sisi.
In scripture,
I will trace him one.
The number 6.
And no I shall show aye nsia no.
Is human flesh.
E jina ho ma enipa ehonam.
It means human dependent upon the flesh. You know the Hebrews, they understand numbers very well. If you go back to creation,
God created human beings on the sixth day. And there's a reason for that. So when a Christian is walking in the flesh, it means he is dependent upon himself. And that is why in the scripture, Exodus chapter 41 verse
15,
God instructed Moses to tell the Israelites, for 6 days you can work, you can depend upon yourself. For 6 days you may depend upon your strength. For 6 days you may depend upon your intellect. For 6 days you may depend upon your ability, but that cannot make you whole. Reserve the seventh day. Reserve the seventh day for me, so that with my grace, if I bless you on the seventh day and you return back to work on the sixth day, there is tremendous power over you. And that is why God does not want us to joke with Sabbath at all. If you look at the word Sabbath, the Hebrew will say Shabbat. It means that rest. If you go back to creation, Genesis 2 verse 2, after God has created all things, the scripture says that he rested. Don't be confused. That's why I gave you this verse. Most people think that when we say rest, it means let's sleep. I can tell you that all of us here, we need rest. All of us. And that is why we work in 6 days, and the last day we say go home and rest. But I believe that we don't understand the term rest very well. According to the search that I did, rest is from the word restoration. I pray that everything that you have lost from birth till now, may God restore you in the name of Jesus. That is what we call rest. Another word for Sabbath is restitution. Restitution and restoration and compensation. Sometimes it's very confusing.
Normally
I don't like English. The meaning sometimes conflicts. Yeah. But when we say restitution, let me go back to, let me use this. In the criminal justice system, if I offend my brother, maybe it might not be in monetary terms, but the court may find me to pay monies to my brother. So I believe that restitution carries more weight than all the others, like compensation. On the seventh day, God restores. God restitutes to his people. So woe betides you if you don't come to the presence of God on the seventh day. If you don't take care, you will struggle for life. That's why I want to impress upon your heart this morning, never miss Sabbath. Never miss Sabbath. You see, Jesus, after 6 days, it's like
Monday.
It's like Monday is a working day. Monday, one, Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. So Sunday is your Sabbath. I don't want us to focus so much on how the Jews celebrated Sabbath. I know some people or some theologians, my brother is a theologian, some theologians will argue that Sabbath is Saturday. If it were to be Saturday, Jesus will mention in the scripture, he just says after 6 days.
So
after 6 days. Today is after 6 days. May God descend and come and bless you.
See,
when I was reading Matthew chapter 17 verse 1, I was confused. Why did Jesus move up the mountain on the 7th day? I was confused. Beloved, let me tell you this. When we are reading the scripture, let's take our time. Let's have time for God. Let's pray to God so that God reveal himself to you. But as I'm telling you, God opened up something unto me that every after 6 days is so important. If you quite remember in scripture, the Israelites were heading towards the promised land.
Israel for any woman
across a fortified city. And when the scripture says a city is fortified, it means it is fortified. Their walls were strong enough to resist even volcanic eruption or even earthquake. But God instructed the Israelites that day one is for you. March around the world. Day two is also for you. March around the world. Until the sixth day. After the sixth day, the walls of Jericho came down. Every wall around you today is brought down in the name of Jesus. Because you are in the presence of God. And God is restoring you back to what you have lost. God is giving you your desired restitution. Every man needs restitution. That is the reason why sometimes workers, when there is a holiday, yay! Who doesn't like holiday? But 6 p.m. on the holiday, 6 p.m. on the holiday,
you become sad.
Most of us think that the holiday will help us to rest enough.
I can tell you,
you yourself know that you have spent holidays and holidays, but still you have not rested. The scripture is not talking about physical rest. You see, for human beings, sometimes I don't know what is wrong with us. We always think physical. We always think physical. Oh, holiday, I will rest.
I will sleep.
Thinking that after the sleep, you'll be okay the next day.
But deep within you,
you know that you have not rested. It doesn't matter how long you will sleep. I am number one in this. The school can vacate for 2 months. The first day of the vacation, I'm like, I'm in heaven. The second day, I'm in heaven. The last but one day before resumption. I feel sad. Because I've not rested. You see, the Bible is not talking about the physical rest. Your body needs to be rested. Yes, I agree. But what about the soul and the spirit? That is what we are doing today. You are resting your soul and your spirit for God to take over. And when God takes over your spirit and your soul, you feel the rest in yourself. If you go to the university, there is something they call sabbatical leave.
Mommy, you
can relate. Sabbatical leave is when a lecturer takes leave. He takes leave and goes, he can travel, goes to business, other things, and leave campus for later to come back.
Say okay, sabbatical leave no waka ye no a ye pre bia woje wa home tintintin na otimi kwa obetimi di bia ye adwuma anase obetimi di aye bibia wo pe biara
echi. Usually it is on the 7th year.
No, aye woda etosu emfie nson no.
We all know that as humans as we are,
ye nyina enim sese ne ye nipa yi,
we can work up until our 6th decade.
Ye betimi aye adwuma kopum se anye emfie aduosia.
The beginning of your 7th decade, the government will tell you go and rest. That's what you call retirement. People think they can rest. People think they can rest in retirement. But if you like, let us take camera and microphones and go in search of people who have retired. And ask them whether they are resting. Without Christ, you cannot rest. Without Christ, there is no rest. There is a funny thing I hear about people when they die. They will tell you, oh, rest in peace. They will say, oh, rest in peace. If you know sometimes the problem those people lying down go through, you will never say rest in peace. Because the Bible says that it's appointed to man to die once. And after that judgment. The judgment is even serious. It is even more work. Because if you see judgment and you see that you did not qualify. So all I'm saying is that some of them don't rest at all. We better stop saying rest. What I'm saying is that without Christ, there is no rest. As a matter of fact, if you look through scriptures, this one is introduction, so I'm just hitting everywhere. If you look through scriptures, Jesus Christ is Sabbath. Jesus Christ is Sabbath. It's the Sabbath. He told the Pharisees that I am the Lord of the Sabbath. What he was telling them was that I am the Sabbath. That's why he said in Matthew 11:28, he said that, come ye all that are heavy laden and labor, and I will give you rest. May somebody receive rest right now in the name of Jesus. May somebody receive rest in the name of Jesus. It is only Jesus who can give you rest. Without Jesus, forget about rest. In fact, from last week, I'm beginning to feel rest. After God started revealing this message to me, may somebody catch this revelation in the name of Jesus. And may you rest in the name of Jesus. In this world, let's say without Christ, no human being can tell me he's resting.
If you like,
let's take camera. I'm a cameraman in America, sir. If you like, let's take camera and go to all the richest men. First one, Bill Gates, and go to Bill Gates and ask him about rest. Let's go to Nigeria. I admire this man, Dangote.
Right now,
and ask him about rest, and he will tell you something. I was listening to his interview, and he told me that he works. Is it 14 hours? 14 or 16 hours a day.
Now,
16 hours. We work 8 hours.
And
we are still tired. But the man doesn't sleep. He is afraid. Ask yourself, why is he afraid? If you don't have Christ,
so we need Christ.
Forget about rest. So after every 6 days, prepare yourself to enter into the rest of God.
Apostle,
can you continue to read Matthew 17 for me so that I can run up quickly? Matthew 17:2. Can you from sir? And I'm having Koso. Now. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, John, and his brother, and bring them up into high mountains. Into what? High mountain. Into where?
14 things.
Do you know that Christians believe that mountains is synonymous to the presence of God?
Yes, we do. Call be possible. When we say, did you for the say, see, I can't be poor. Let us say, be possible. No, I want to Nyanko pon wo ye den e wo san e gidi fo bebre
ho. Wana ko Atriada. Wana ko Atria Mountains. Ei, obi an ko bi da. Ni pa tere pe. A so kimi o. Ti san ko Atriada. Wan pa. Kame jaw pa. Ei, un ko Atriada se se. Mountains is synonymous to the presence of God. And I'm not saying if you have not climbed a mountain before, God will not hear you. But during those times, if you go to the mountains, we see the place to be serene. So that
we
can hear from God. Moses did the same thing. I think in Exodus 24:15. Is that the place? Check for me. It's introduction. Don't worry. So Exodus 24:15. Because say Kai 17 now. 17. No. Who said Moses in Elijah APO? But let's move on. Moses. Because Moses is very important here. Exodus 24:15. And the Moses went up into the mountain.
No, Moses called be punished.
Read. A cloud. I like this term, a cloud. You see, when the Bible talks about the cloud, it's talking about the presence of God. Why am I saying so? Up the mountain there. Jesus also. I mean, there was a cloud around Jesus. And if you read the priestly order, I think that one also is in Exodus 40. Yeah, sure, also. Exodus 40, because I want to link it up here. Exodus 40, 34, 35. Exodus 40, 30, 34, 35. Hurry up. Yeah, very good. Apostle Cain. Exodus 40:34. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of the congregation. See, it's a tabernacle of the congregation. And what are they going to
do? It's a tabernacle of the congregation. And what are they going to do?
Can I go back a little? You see, from the beginning,
from the beginning. When Adam was in the garden, there was a cloud signifying the presence of God. But when Adam disobeyed God, God did not take away the cloud. He sacked Adam. And after he sacked Adam, that was when Adam began to work, because God said that in the sweat of your face will you eat. You see, the moment you move away from the presence of God, you sweat. There is no rest for you. The only thing is for you to return back to the presence of God. So the Sabbath we are talking about is the rest of the Lord. If you see this cloud over here, it was situated in the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was situated. It was believed that there was the presence of God over there, and you couldn't even enter with sin. Because the moment you enter with sin, you will be struck dead. So take notice of this. The cloud signifies the presence of God. I pray that God open your eyes for you to see the cloud that is situated in this room right now. Because it is by this cloud all your labor will come at rest. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now, let's go back to the Matthew 17, because that's the main test. And he was transfigured before them. Look, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. The verse 3. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Now, let me explain something very simple here. When the scripture talks about Moses, don't be confused. I think last week we went to Mrs. Brenner's place for our cell group meeting.
Yeah,
I was telling mommy that when God begins to reveal things to me, I'm like, already to say na obia ebeti asem na sia na any edging, because I've been doing it for the past 10 years. I've been revelation.
Even now,
God can reveal something, I'm like, wow. When the scripture talks about Moses, it's not talking about Moses in person. When scripture talks about Elijah, it's not talking about Elijah in person. Moses represents the law, and Elijah represents the prophet.
Elijah,
if you quite remember, Jesus one time said that the law and the prophets were preached.
Was say, no any.
In short, what Jesus was saying is that scripture, because at the time of Jesus, the scripture was only the Old Testament. And that is why when you come to the presence of God like this,
we
have to open scripture, so that your mind will be open for the Spirit of God to operate. If you don't receive the word, it will be very difficult for the Spirit to operate. Because Jesus told the disciples that I'm leaving, and another will come. And when he comes, he will not tell you any other thing. He will just remind you of what I have taught you, and will direct you into all truth. May somebody receive the truth of Sabbath in the name of Jesus. May somebody receive the truth of Sabbath in the name of Jesus.
All that I'm saying is that when you come to the presence of God, when you climb up the mountain, and now Bofia do CCC is the mountain. Now I say Bofia do CCC is the mountain.
Amen.
So if one holiday you come here to pray, you see, God sometimes does something which baffles my mind.
Some time ago,
our bishop made a declaration that every holiday we should come here and pray instead of to stay home and sleep. We must come here and seek the face of God. I believe that our bishop heard that revelation. Because if you get a holiday and you stay home and you sleep, you and I know that we don't even sleep at all. And we don't even rest at all. But if we come to the presence of God, where the cloud of the Lord is situated, you feel the rest at heart. May you receive rest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you receive rest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One of the most important things is that when you come to the presence of the Lord, you must get only one word at heart. And you begin to think about it. And you begin to massage it. For it to enter into your spirit. And after the word has entered into your spirit, you see God at work in your body. There and then, will you begin to experience the rest, the restoration, and the restitution of God? If you don't do this, your rest will be very difficult to come
back.
I pray that God give you rest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them,
yes,
talking with them.
Okay.
Then Peter answered and said to Jesus,
mm-hmm,
Lord, it is good for us to be here.
Yes.
If you...
You see, Peter also saw the revelation. Let's stay here.
And
Peter was talking about the tabernacle. Don't forget also that we human beings, we are the tabernacle of the Lord. Because the Bible says that our bodies is the temple of the Lord. Let me explain a little bit so that we understand it. The first presence of God was the Eden, Garden of Eden. The second presence of God was in the tabernacle, the one Moses did. Don't forget that there was a third one that was built by Solomon. David wanted to build it, but he allowed Solomon to build it. And during the time of Jesus, Herod, because he wanted to appease the Jews, built a temple for them. That was the fourth. That was the fourth temple. But according to scripture, after the fourth temple, that's why God tore the curtain between the holy and the holy of holies, signifying that God is not going to dwell in buildings. Because his word has said it. Because his word has said it before, that God does not dwell in temples. From that time, the fifth temple is the body. Because from that time, they began talking about the body as a temple of God. And don't forget that the fifth temple signifies the grace of God. So if it is not the grace, God cannot come to you. I pray that may God come to you right now in the name of Jesus. In this Sabbath, may the cloud of God overshadow your spirit and your soul and begin to speak to you. Because he began speaking to them.
While he was still speaking,
behold,
a bright cloud overshadowed them.
This is the same cloud.
And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud.
Saying,
"This is my beloved son. In whom I am well pleased."
See, what the scripture is talking about is that after the cloud overshadowed them, God began to speak revelation. God began to speak revelation. May somebody receive revelation now. Because if you come to the presence of God and you don't receive revelation, because open your menace, no one in your revelation. That's why I've taken my time. I'm building this point. My two people have been saying, "Real Ramuji." Say, "Open Sunday." I'm sorry. Listen to this carefully. Open Sunday. I'm sorry. This one I got it just this dawn. Open Sunday. I'm sorry. Now, when I'm feeling the presence of God, be careful. Say, "Kibenya, can start the Sabbath, no? Because starting right." Then started Sabbath, no? 6 p.m. Saturday. 6 p.m. Saturday. Leave everything. Don't think about your work. Don't think about your children. Yeah, I know it's hard. But I'm saying that Ubenyampa, don't think about your children. So me, it's my tradition. Saturday, I'll send my kids to the grandma. Grandma, Osri, Chemenia Brepa, Grandma, Odia, Maposto Maba, so that I can have time with God. From Saturday 6 p.m., please, if you want God to use you to do tremendous work, and again, to give you rest, restoration, and restitution, it's hard time. We began to experience Sabbath. We think too much. We worry too much. I think we are like Martha. Martha and I worry too much. Jesus told Martha, "You worry about so many things."
Yes, Christ catching Martha said,
"We worry too much." You see, the moment and the reason why God is telling us this is that the moment you begin to worry, it clouds your thoughts. It is not this cloud. This one is.
It
clouds your thoughts. And this blocks the access of divine revelation. Because at times we think too much. Matthew 6:25. What say? Stop worrying. Some people are
weary.
When we say somebody is weary, you are spiritually, emotionally, and physically fatigued. And I can tell you, almost all of us. And I feel it. That's why I'm passionate about this. Sometimes we worry too much. So when God is speaking like this one, So when God is speaking like this one, we don't hear it. You know that is the reason why Jesus took Peter, James, and John. Then he took them to the mountain. The mountain signifies the serene environment for God to speak. And I'm telling you right now that this place is a mountain. So from today onwards, by pastoral order, I hereby declare that this place is called Mount Buffield. So when you come here, you are supposed to experience that serene environment for God to speak to you, to get the revelation of God. Sometimes we think that there are so many plans that will give us riches. You only need one word. Joseph had only one interpretation of dream. And all of a sudden, he was taken from prison to become the prime minister. I've made this statement before, and I'll make it again. If you know how ascending to the throne to become a president is difficult. If you don't know this,
so we
know
more.
Go and ask Akufo Addo.
What's
about for you to become a political leader, like a flag bearer,
so
you have to campaign, go to Zabzugu, Tatale, go to Saboba Trepone.
I know
Ghana, I know every place, but I'm going to call her book knowledge. We don't anymore. We're watching Ghana, baby. So the point I'm trying to put across is that you can campaign, go here, go places, do campaign. You come back, you're tired. You get up early in the morning, they give you energy drink, you drink. And I go for the condom Calipuno. Sometimes we I don't know how to put it, but the point is that before you can become a flag bearer, but look at Joseph. He didn't join any political party. He didn't do any campaign. One night, God took him from prison. He didn't even go to the rehabilitation center, because even in abroad, when you are in prison and they are taking you out, they have to take you through rehabilitation before you can better fit into society. But this man, because of the presence of God, because of the cloud of God around him, he did not join a political party. He did not do any campaign. Just one night, he just came from prison and he ascended to the throne. Somebody is ascended to the throne. Intelligence. The Bible says that the race is not to the sweet, neither the battle to the strong.
It is not what you do.
I pray that God open your eye to receive the revelation of Sabbath. The time is fast spent. Let me do only one reaction, then we will close. This is my reaction. My reaction is that every Saturday, 6 p.m., begin to observe Sabbath. That is the time you begin to throw away all the thoughts of the world. Because Jesus said that, don't worry about what you eat, even what
you eat. Whatever.
So 6 p.m. Saturday, you enter into the presence of God. Would you say Sunday and Bible now over? I want you to experience God in your life. So Saturday, when it is getting to 6 p.m., begin to realign your thoughts. Begin to realign your thoughts. And again, you cannot afford to miss one church service. Because that is the presence of God. That is where you receive revelation for exploits. That is where the cloud of God overshadow
you.
I pray that God give you this cloud in the name of Jesus. Shall we be upstanding? We are going to say one prayer. Just one prayer. That God, I need your presence. I have realized that it is only your presence that will give me rest. I know that you are the true Sabbath. You can shout that, Jesus, I know that you are the true Sabbath. So give me rest. So give me rest. I have been laboring for so long. And I am heavy laden. Your word said that you will give me rest. So this morning, marking the beginning of my Sabbath, Give me rest. Give me restoration. Give me restitution. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Today is your rest day. Today is your deliverance. It doesn't matter the sickness that is in your body. God is giving you rest. God is giving you restoration. It doesn't matter what you have lost in your body. God is restoring it back to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Talk to God. Today is your Sabbath. Today is your Sabbath. I prophesy into your life that may rest situate you in the name of Jesus. May rest come to your house in the name of Jesus. You are receiving rest. You are receiving rest. You are receiving rest. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a restitution. Let there be a restitution. Everything you have lost, God is restoring it back to you. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Give us rest, Lord. Let me show you one thing.
I've closed,
but let me show you one thing. Let's look at Exodus 34:29. You see, when Moses went up the mountain, according to scripture, when he was coming down, his face was shining, and people could not even look at him. And I'm saying to you, after this service, your face will shine. God's favor will locate you. Not only God's favor, but favor before God and man.
ẹnyẹ nyankopɔn anim nkon ẹyẹ nipa anim ni nyankopɔn anim nyina
oh wanti manuro 34 and 29 apostle kan ma me hade Apostle, are you reading 34:29? 34:29.
Is it my confused, Bishop?
Aha, uh-huh. When America now. Yes. Amen. Who said Moses cross through no? Was he all but no day? No kutanya miasem. And I'm a boy. They make an insisuana. Insisuana. Moses cross through no. Me see if you never higher there be mount. Field, you have a mountain. So when you are descending, you must descend with the word of God. And as you are descending with the word of God, your face will shine, and that will bring favor before God and before men. One thing they can say.
Abra, who free you from the so a signing on? Now, nyango pwa semka wohono nu eni mudiya no.
I see your face shining.
Me unu si eni mudiya
shining around you.
Me unu si nyango pwa mu kumune
kam. I see God speaking to you right now.
Me unu si nyango pwa kasa chire usi.
Open your mouth and talk to God. That God, I want my face to shine. So that every place I go, your favor will locate me. Open your mouth and talk to God.
Say your baby pia me kopiya eni mo nyango.
Open your mouth and talk to God.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. Lord, bless yourself.
Favor, Lord.
Favor,
Lord. Let favor look at us in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
If you can sing, sing along. God is doing it. God is doing a new thing in your life.
All the saints are all below. It's you that I see.
Yes. We only see God.
It's you that I see.
We see Jesus.
Yeah.
We see God.
There is power in your name.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Christ, you know, to me. Miracles happen in your name.
Miracle is locating you wherever you are. Miracle is
locating
you. Lift your hands towards God.
It's you that I
lift your hands towards God.
Hey, it's you that I see. Oh, there is power in your name. Hey, miracles happen in your name. Oh, as we live praying to you, hey, it's you that I see. Hallelujah, it's you that I see. There is power. Your name, miracles happen in your name. Oh, as you lift your voice to praise, it's you that I see. Hey, it's you that I see. You, oh, you are.
bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the biggest. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher.
Miracles happen in His name. Miracles do in His name. Miracles happen in His presence. I don't know your problem. You came
in here. How are we doing?
May miracle locate you. May miracle locate you. I don't know your need. You came up here. May God satisfy your need. I don't know the problem you came from
here.
I pray that God resolve your problem. And may God restore you. And may God restore the restitution that is desired.
You are blessed.
Amen. Oh, wait,